Hi, Daniel.
Hi, thank you for taking my call. I'm on dialysis, and I tried to go on the root cause protocol from Marley Robbins. And in that protocol, they stated not to be taking vitamin D supplements, among other things, because it inhibits ceruloplasmin production, according to them. And the problem is that the vitamin D that they thought that I would be getting in the cod liver oil was not really enough for my situation, or it wasn't the right type or whatever. So my PTH got like sky high. It went up to the 1500s at one point.
Oops.
And now it's gotten back down to like the 1800s. I mean, 800s because I started taking vitamin D again. And they've increased my dose to get it down even further. So I recently learned about, you know, the people in my population, my demographic, that they have a 10-fold risk of stroke and heart attack because of that PTH issue. So I wanted to start taking vitamin K2. But I just wondered whether the therapeutic dose for a person with a high PTH like me might differ from the regular population.
That I'd have to look up, sir, because I haven't studied hyperthyroid hormone and vitamin K2, but very fortunately, the stuff is quite safe, and the only time we're told, oh, you never should take that, is when you're taking warfarin, which doesn't sound like you're doing. So it should be all right to use at least slightly more than the amount recommended on the label of the bottles. However, are you working with a doc skilled and knowledgeable in natural medicine down your way, sir, in Arizona?
Well, I have a, I don't regularly visit this doctor, but I mean, I could set an appointment up with this naturopath.
Okay, just curious about that. All right, so remind me again, you're being treated for what again? Not just the high PTH.
I have kidney failure, so I'm on dialysis.
You're on the dialysis. Okay. Have you heard of Walter Pierpaoli, sir?
Walter Pierpaoli? No.
Well, please write this down because it's directly relevant to kidney failure. And you can look it up online. It's W-A-L-T-E-R. Walter.
All
but
right.
The last name is spelled P-I-E-R-P-A-O-L-I. P-I-E-R-P-A-O-L-I. Now,
okay.
He is European, somewhere in Austria, I believe. And among many things that you'll find he has authored and posted online happens to be an article about experimental animals. These were rats or mice, and I do mean real rats or mice, not politicians here, who had kidney failure. And here's a picture, or I should say a photomicrograph, of the kidney tissue. And for someone who studies kidneys, they'd say, hey, that's a mess. The cells are just not organized very well. Okay, they then are put onto this stuff called TRH. So if you want to, you could put Walter Pierpaoli, TRH, kidneys. The photomicrograph taken a few months after they put in it to TRH, excuse me, sir, is totally normal. I am not kidding you. Somehow it helps to rejuvenate the kidneys. Now, that is the strongest thing I've ever seen. And yes, I have had an occasion to work with one person on it. And the reason one person is that in our free country here, you can't get the stuff. You have to go online. You have to buy it online. It gets shipped in from Hong Kong. And that is legal. If you don't tell anybody what to do with it, then it's legal. You have to read online from Dr. Pierpaoli. Okay, that's just one thing, sir. Now, there also are studies on something that you can find right here in these United States on your health food store shelf, or if you can't find it there, find it at Tahoma Dispensary or your local compounding pharmacy. And that's called Chinese white peony, P-O-N-Y, P-E-O-N-Y. And that also has been shown to help against kidney failure. And if you'll hold on, sir, over the top of the hour, there is at least one more thing I can tell you that helps against kidney failure and doesn't hurt a darn thing. But you can hear the music, so hang on there. We, of course, being radio, we've got to get to our break when we get to it. So I'll get back to you right after, well, yeah, after the commercial announcement at the top of the hour. Okay, sir? And we'll get right back to Daniel. Are you still with us, Daniel?
Yes, sir.
Okay, two other things then. Won't take too long. One of them is there was a publication several years back having to do with taking a teaspoon of sodium bicarbonate in water before bedtime every night, and it significantly slowed the progress of kidney failure, although it did not turn it around. It slowed down the progress. If you're not doing that, that's something that you don't even need a doctor skilled and knowledgeable in natural medicine to do. A teaspoon of bicarbonate of soda in water, and again, the research showed it slowed the progress of kidney failure, although it didn't turn it around. Now, getting to turn it around, last thing, sir, and then I'll let you go. If you get into PubMed, which, as you know, is the website for the National Library of Medicine, and if you've never been there, it's just PubMed, and you click and you're into PubMed, and then you put in the last name of one of my colleagues, Lamson, L-A-M-S-O-N, L-A-M-S-O-N, first initial. Yeah, just put in Lamson. I'm blanking on that. Just put in Lamson. D, of course. I'm sorry. His first name's Davis. So Lamson, D. And then you put in my last name, W-R-I-G-H-T, and the first initial, J. And you just need those two names and first initials, and you go click. And up will come an abstract of an article that Davis and I published years ago on helping to reverse, and I did say reverse, early kidney failure with three entirely natural products, and those are listed in the article on PubMed, although what will probably come up is the abstract of the article, but they're still listed there, sir. So there's two additional things you can do to slow kidney failure. One, again, so simple, the bicarbonate in water before bedtime, every night, and then the article by Dr. Lamson and me. But the one that's got them all topped, sir, is that publication by Dr. Pier Paoli. Wow, those rat kidneys became normal.
Okay. And does that include people who have had some kind of damage? Because I believe that my kidney failure was on account of heavy metal poisoning.
I was
drinking the green tea, but I was also drinking the leaves with it. And after about a week of that, I had a stroke, sort of. They say the TIA or a stroke, and that is when my kidneys stopped working the way. I don't know which one came first, the kidney failure or the stroke. It doesn't matter. But,
yep.
Yeah.
Hard to say, sir. I'm sorry. It's hard to say, but in the cases that Dr. Lamson and I've worked with, yes, there was some heavy metal problems there. I don't know about Dr. Perpolis. And then last thing, before I better get to Jason, who's been patiently waiting, is don't forget, sir, there are two studies showing, in one study, a 45% risk reduction in heart attack and stroke, and the other study, an 88% reduction in heart attack and stroke, just by donating blood regularly, because that reduces the thickness of the blood and that lessens the abrasion on the vessel walls, and that cuts down on the cholesterol accumulation dramatically, because there's not as much inflammation, which is all the cholesterol is doing. If you hadn't heard of that, sir, please check with a doctor skilled in natural medicine who can guide you to how often you should be donating the blood to cut your risk down of another stroke or a heart attack.
Yeah, I can't donate any blood because I don't create enough blood. I don't have erythropoietin being released to tell the bone marrow to create more red blood cells. But they regularly take small amounts of blood out anyways with every treatment. So.
Okay, sir. All right. Well, thank you for calling in, and I hope some of that information will be helpful to you.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.